we've all gathered one more time for the second time.
Welcome back.
For our rip-roarious good time. A good time that we like to call
the Millennial Burrito.
My name is Roy.
Psst, psst. My name is Sue.
Hello, it's Zach. Number two.
Here we are.
Actually, maybe four. I don't even think we're halfway. Yeah, we're not even to like a real first episode yet.
We're getting there.
But for anyone paying attention on Spotify, this is the second episode.
Yeah.
Because Spotify doesn't let me put point maybe.
Right. Yeah. For you OGs out there who followed us from the baby crawling days, I'm sure in a year from now we'll be running marathons in the podcast world. I hope. No, we won't be.
And hopefully the mics are a little bit better where you can actually hear what each of us are saying, because we worked on that. We told you last time that the graphics were going to be better.
Yeah.
And we're back, baby. We're back.
We took our computer to a PC specialist, and he told us we needed to juice it up with some coolant. So we juiced it up. Does anything that I'm saying make any sense?
Not at all.
Perfect.
He was behind the alley at the Best Buy, but he told me, he's like, you need to buy this coolant for your computer. It'll make the audio and the graphics 100 times better. So I bought it. Lo and behold, here we are. Sounds a million times better, right?
Now, a short Roy and Sue moment talking about paranormal.
All right, Sue. What was your scariest moment?
I know things no one knows. Why do you seem so scared? All I wanted to do was play with you. Please come and play with me. I am so lonely.
Oh man.
At what point did you feel like you weren't alone for the first time? Because right now, I don't feel like I'm alone.
I'm coming for you. I'm going to be there, watching you.
I think, honestly, my first time was when Mom and I walked into the kitchen of my parents' house. It was just me and Mom. Nobody else was home. Brothers weren't home. Nobody. It was just me and Mom. And we had walked in, kind of set up like this, where you walk in from the garage, you walk into the laundry room, and then you walk into the kitchen. Okay. When we walked into the kitchen, and my mom was ahead of me and I was behind her, it straight up sounded like two large boots walking behind us. But I really think that my parents' place is haunted. The fact that you'd be sitting, like, kind of like us right now. We're all sitting around a round table. We're talking. We're goofing around and whatever. But then, like, it'd be, like, papers that are sitting over on the far side of the kitchen would just, like, fall down. And the air wouldn't turn on. Nothing would turn on. Or, like, plates and stuff would shift. And you were like,
that's weird.
What?
La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
What about you?
That is
scariest moment for you.
Scariest? I don't know. I haven't
paranormal
really...
scariest.
No, for sure, yeah. But I haven't really been in that many paranormal. There's only been one time when I was like, that's fucking weird. It was in my townhouse in college. I was like the first one. I'm always the first one because I'm always the one that's like signing shit and like moving in day one. So anyway, I'm like the first one moving my shit. It's a big townhouse, three stories, right? Basement, ground floor, second floor, right? So it's like three levels. I was in the basement, right? Because I had the master bedroom in the basement. It's a huge, huge, huge area. Anyways, so I'm moving boxes down there, and it's just me and my little sister. I think that was it, just the two of us. And we were moving boxes in and putting them down, just stacking them up, right? And there's no lights down there. There was, like, hardly any lights in the whole place. Especially not on the basement level. And so, first thing I did is I found the box that had the that cheapo garbage lamp that, like, every college kid has. In fact, I'm looking at it right... Looking at them right now. We have a couple in this house right now that we have kind of carried over from other situations. But you know the ones I'm talking about. It has a heavy base, and it's like a pole that you like twist together. It's like a bunch of hollow poles that you twist together, and it has the one wire that goes through it that goes up to the lights. Mm-hmm. And then the light's kind of like flexible or whatever. You can point in the right direction. So I'm putting this thing together, okay? And you put it together by, like I said, by just twisting it on.
Okay.
And I had the whole top section twisted together, and I'm twisting it to the base. And I had my sister helping me because I did this like an idiot. She started from the bottom up instead of the top down. But it was what it was. And then as we're putting the base in, okay, the whole top part undoes itself.
What?
And it falls off.
No.
Like, I'm not even... And it's not one of those things like... It's not even one of those things where you can say like, oh, okay, we stacked the dishes weird and they shifted. Or it's paper. Any small breeze could have pushed the paper. It was like you had to put a lot of effort into twisting these things in, and it just, the whole upper section completely untwisted itself. It wasn't like when you twist it on, you know, you do like half turns because your wrist only goes so far. Well, this thing cleanly and smoothly completely untwisted itself in like one quick motion, and then just flopped off. Only kept on by the wires that went to the light bulb. So that was creepy. And so, but not to not creep out the younger sibling, I was like, I didn't show any freak out emotion. Right. I just kind of glazed it over and kind of moved on, as the adult should do in those situations, to not traumatize the younger people. But yeah, no, it was fucking crazy.
I think one of the weird things happened in this house where we all left. And you and Becca came home, and you had texted me, and you said, hey, did you leave your door and light on? And I'm no.
I forgot. I guess that's more weird for you, because to me it was like, roommate left the light off. But the fact that you know for 100% certainly that you didn't is, I guess, creepy.
Now, mind you guys, everybody that's listening, Roy is the one that leaves lights on in this house. He does.
Yes.
And it's fine. That's why we have Google Lights, because they automatically shut off, so he doesn't have to turn lights on, he doesn't have to turn lights off.
Right.
He only has to worry about his room. But me and Zach are very much so the people that, like, when Roy gets up in the middle of the night, he turns on all the lights and he goes back in his room. Well, Zach and I are the ones that get up and we turn off all the lights behind him. And we had left for the day, and Zach and I know for a fact that we had turned off the lights to our room, and we always shut our doors. We have two dogs because of the fact that the dogs are out and whatever, and we don't want them bothering the other roommates, and at the time, the other roommates' dogs, whatever. But we know for a fact we shut and turned off our light to our room. And to get Roy to send us a picture of our door wide open with the light on was pretty freaking weird.
Why do you seem so scared?
It was weird. I mean, it was weird enough that I felt like I needed to take a picture. I mean, for most people listening, they're probably like, oh, this is dumb. But the fact that I felt the need to send a picture and note the fact that something was weird. And like, I completely forgot about it until you said something. But yeah, that is kind of creepy. That is kind of creepy. Because literally, it was just me in the house and the other roommate. So either the other roommate was in your room rifling through things, Or
the picture frame falling.
The picture
that
frame falling?
Freaking, I don't know that one. That, yeah, you do, because I messaged you. You had left, so for everyone listening, Roy travels, if we haven't already discussed this. Roy travels. So there was one morning that Roy was leaving. He got an Uber. It was like 4:30 in the morning. He left. It was 4:30. You could see it on the cameras. He leaves, gets in his Uber, and leaves. And then maybe a half hour later, now Zach sleeps pretty soundly. But all of a sudden, like a half hour later, I hear this loud, like, boom in the other room. And I get spooked because I'm like, oh, someone's breaking in. This is it. Someone's breaking in. Roy left the garage door open. And I'm thinking all these things. I check the garage door because our garage door is on an app. I check the garage door. The garage door is closed. I turn on all the cameras instantly. And nobody's in the house. Zach gets up. He leaves for work. I get up and I'm like, okay, what in the hell was that noise? So I get up and I'm walking around, looking around, trying to find this noise and everything. And I find this picture frame on the floor. And I'm like, maybe Roy, I don't know, maybe he hit the wall. Now, but the thing is, where this picture frame is, it's basically on the wall, but on the wall closest to the outside of the house. So somebody from the outside would have had to, like, run into the house, like a car running into the house. I text Roy and I go, hey, did you leave? Did you hit the wall or something when you left this morning? Knowing right away that it wasn't him because he was already gone.
Like, did I slam the door or something?
Right. And he goes, no, I didn't. Why? Now, the back of this picture frame has, like, the picture frame hook on it. That spiky hook on it. So I'm like, okay, maybe the nail fell out of the wall. Yeah, I mean, honestly. So I took a look at the nail. No, there's a drywall
anchor.
Yeah. Excuse me. In the wall. And there's the nail. And I'm like, okay, maybe the hook fell off the back of the picture frame, trying to be realistic about it. I look at the back of the picture frame. No, this thing is secure as hell.
Damn.
So I listened to only one camera, and that's our entryway camera, was on at the time. So I fast forward to it to see, like...
We got mad cameras in this house, by the way.
Yeah. I don't know why I decided to listen to it, but it still creeps me out because it straight up sounds like somebody picks up the picture frame and then drops it.
And it's like nuts bananas to me that like you can't, it's weird because you can't even say like, oh, this house is haunted. Like, for example, my situation, right? Like, I can't say like, oh, that townhouse was haunted, because that's literally the only thing I ever noticed, you know? And which begs the question now, like, how much stuff happens around you all the time that could be paranormal that you never even notice, like you don't even pick up on, you know, and you catch that one in like a dozen thing that happens.
Please come and play with me.
So here's at least the sound. You guys can hear the sound, because that's all it is anyways. The entryway, you don't see this picture frame fall. You don't see it pick up. You don't see anything. You just hear the sound. And it's still the weirdest thing, because then when you go over to this picture frame, and I'm going to show it to Roy right now, and you lift up that picture frame, there's a mark on the wall.
Where, like, oh, yes.
Where, like, the corner of the picture frame is. And that's probably one of the... And, I mean, I'm showing Roy. I took pictures that day, and I texted it to him because we were talking on Facebook Messenger.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, dude, like...
Something caused the picture frame to...
And that was probably the freakiest thing. You had told me, you and me mentioned that you felt like you were being like pinned down in bed. Do you remember that one?
Oh yeah. So my I hope we have listeners that go through this. Not well. I feel bad for you if you have this happen to you. But I looked into it because it freaked me the fuck out. And actually, I looked into it a long time ago, like when I was in college. Because it happened to me once when I was in college. At the townhouse, actually. Back when I had that townhouse, I was dating this girl. And we basically lived together. And so she's like sleeping right next to me and I'm asleep. And it was one of those things. And I don't think this was a haunting thing. Maybe it was, I don't fucking know, but I looked into it, and now I know that there's like a lot of people that go through it, where you kind of have this sleep paralysis. So there, a lot of people can get into the state where your brain essentially thinks that you're asleep, so it secretes enough of this chemical that you can't move, but your brain is completely conscious, where you are not asleep. You're able to think vividly, and you know that you're in bed and it's the time that it is and everything like else. And some people, actually, worst case scenario, are able to open their eyes and look around. And, your brain, quote unquote, this is the part that isn't as scientific. Your brain actually, what people, scientists say, hallucinates. And then other people say, like, no, this is real. So the scientific part is your brain paralyzes you so you don't act out your dreams. The part that isn't so scientific is that people see, like, ghosts, demons, monsters, all sorts of stuff in their sleeping area. Or in a spooky situation. Nah.
Well, and then we did that paranormal thing with Fred and the Spirit Recon.
Oh, yeah, that was
We're going to plug them right here, Spirit Recon. They're on Facebook. They're from Wilmington, Illinois. They did a spirit thing. It's highly known that this area is haunted. Me and Roy actually got a chance to participate in the spirit thing at the VFW, which was actually kind of cool.
Yeah, it was fun. It was definitely fun. There was some kind of creepy stuff. It's interesting because, like, there's a lot of, like, downtime. There's a lot of quiet time. But when you know how the, like, there's the little equipment works, and you get to, like, touch it and work with it and stuff like that, it's fun. But when you actually, like, know how it works, and, like, you test it, and you try your best to, like, mess with it and, like,
debunk it.
Yeah, to make it not do what they say it does. So they have a couple different devices, and one of them is like a gyroscopic machine. Essentially, like, if you get too close to it or if you move it in any way, it'll go off, right? And it tells you if it's going off because it's being moved, or it tells you if it's going off because there's, like, something within proximity, right? And so you try your best to make it like malfunction or not do what it's made to do. And you can't unless you actually meet the requirements for it to go off. And so when you're just sitting there in a room by yourself in the dark, and there's just you and, like, two other people, and the thing goes off, you're like, what? It, like, blows your mind. It's pretty creepy.
And you're looking at this device. You're looking at it, and you're like, okay, the only way this device, like, when we were sitting there, the only way this device could have gone off is if somebody touched it. So, like, we're looking at this device, and we're like, there's no way. And you see it start lighting up and making noises as if something's touching it. And you're like, I am looking at this device. There is no way in hell that something is touching it because I'm looking at it. So it's just like a whole different, like, realm of thinking that it's like, what the hell is touching it?
Yeah, it's creepy. It's pretty weird. And it's not to say, like, you show up to one of these things and, like, you're going to have, like, a paranormal experience.
It's not going
to
be like TV. Crazy.
No, it isn't like TV. It's a lot of sitting around. It's a lot of kind of, like, going through the motions. You learn a lot of different things. But after, like, a couple hours a night of just being in a creepy situation or whatever, nothing happening, and you kind of get used to it almost. Mm-hmm. Oh, this building was scary to me, like, 2 hours ago, and now it's just, like, a room. And then all of a sudden, creepy shit starts happening. That's when you're like, oh, man, this is nuts bananas. I'm a banana.
Look at me. We get a sense of things, and even Roy thought it was weird. Me, him, and Leroy all walked into this room with one of the guys from Spirit Recon. And I look at Roy, and I go, you know, that back corner is, like, creepy. There's something back there. I don't want to go back there. And the guy comes in, like, after us, and he goes, oh, yeah, we get a lot of things in that back corner. And me and Roy just look at each other, and we're like, oh, hell no.
Yeah, no thanks. I'll be cool. Oh, I'm going to be by the door. How's that?
But then, so me and Roy are, like, we're, like, totally into this. Like, we're playing with the equipment. We're, like, listening to every single thing Spirit Recon is telling us about. And then here's Leroy. I don't believe in this stuff. And, like, a week later, the Fred from Spirit Recon messages me and goes, oh, yeah, we had some really weird stuff happen around Leroy. And me and Roy are like, are you serious? Really? The one guy that doesn't believe in all this stuff?
Right.
Like, seriously?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Yeah, I don't know.
I'd really want to go buy gear and, like, actually, like, start, like, just
getting into places. Yeah, right. I think it's kind of cool.
Legally, of course. Like, I don't want to go breaking into places like Sam and Colby do on YouTube, or, like, all these other YouTubers that break into places, haunted places, and then I don't want to be those people that turn around and break into places that ruin it for others. A, but B, that fake all of it. Like, I want legitimate stuff to happen.
Right, right. Yeah, we ain't flat earthers here. We're not trying to disprove any solid concrete reality here. But I mean, there's a lot of gray area. I mean, Zach and I are both engineers by trade, and so we have our fair share of the sciences. I think it's awesome, but there's, like, so I mean, once you get into the highest level science classes, physics classes, math classes, and things like that, it's not so much, it's not so much here's math problems and here's theory. It's more like here's what we know, here's what happens, we don't know why. And it's a lot of that. It's one third of it is here's a bunch of really complicated math you probably wish you didn't have to do, and then the other two thirds is let's speculate why this is.
And when you have an experience, it's like you don't know how to explain it. Like, for everybody, like, now that you know, like, Zach and Ray are engineers by trade, and I'm a librarian, but, like, my very first library that I worked at, there's a little boy ghost that would set off the hand dryers. You would walk towards it, and the hand dryer would go off. They had all these engineers, all these electricians, all these plumbers, all of these people come and try and figure out why these hand dryers were going off, and they couldn't do it for their life. And there was one day that it would be like the bathrooms were on the other side of like the new shelf, and all the other people that were opening that day were in a room behind me, so I knew where everybody was at. I hadn't opened the bathrooms yet, and I had heard the hand dryers in the upstairs men's bathroom go off. Not thinking anything, I turned around and I said, okay, I don't believe you're real. Stop those hand dryers. And the hand dryers went silent. So then I'm like, okay. And of course, I do the thing that most people do when they're skeptics. And I turn around and go, okay, I don't believe you. If you're real, turn those hand dryers on right now. And I said it loudly and instantly, not even a second, probably not even a millisecond after I said that, the men's hand dryers upstairs went off. Because when it happens to you, you don't even know, like, it's like you can't even, like, understand what's going on around you. Mm-hmm. So it's like, man, when you have those experiences, those are what keep you up at night when you think, what was that?
Yeah, it's super creepy. Yeah, it's super weird. It's super bananas. Yeah, I look forward to, like, a future where it's like, well, I probably will never see it, but could you imagine if we were able to, like, figure out, like, yeah, I mean, there's a whole nother
dimension.
You're right, a dimension, concept world. Of reality. Could you imagine if people stopped being, if we stopped, like, shooting down scientists and people that research into it seriously, and we came into the realization that this is real, and we could actually tie it into real concrete things? That'd be pretty cool to me. I mean, the fact that in quantum physics, you learn that if you observe something, if you observe a particle, it acts one certain way, but if you leave it in a closed box and allow it to act on its own, it acts completely different. And it blows my mind that concept even exists, but it's a real concept. I mean, if you observe something, it acts one way. If you don't observe it, it acts different. I think
we're going way too much into science here.
I know, but
we started at paranormal, and now we're at the point of science that I'm like, dazed out. I'm like, don't understand anything that's going on right now.
And that's why I really didn't want to get into too much. But I mean,
Zach, what about you? You're sitting here listening to our stories. You're here listening to all the weird stuff that has happened to us. Can you honestly, and I know you're not so much you believe, but you don't believe, you kind of just live in this neutral ground. But honestly, out of all the places you have been to, but out of all the places you've gone to, have you never felt that kind of thought that you're like, I'm not alone here?
I am one of those where, like you said, I don't really believe it, but at the same point, I'm open to it. It's like, okay, I guess whatever could be happening. But I really can't think of a situation where it would, like, it spooked me. I don't have one.
I would be interested to see you have one of those moments where you're like, whoa, wait a minute. But, like, Zach didn't go with me and Roy to this spirit recon thing, so it was just me, Roy, and Leroy that went, but only because I knew that Zach is kind of in this neutral ground where he's like, what happens, and let's move forward. I think Leroy is such a skeptic, but I think he's a skeptic to the point of he believes it, but unless it, like, touches him and grabs his face and goes, listen, I don't think he necessarily believes it, where he went to the spirit recon thing, and I had asked him multi times, are you sure you want to go with us? Are you positive you want to go with us? And he was like, yes, 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 I want to go. So we brought him. Me and Roy are heavy into this paranormal stuff. We're like, we're super interested in learning about how this, how all the equipment works, and finding out about the unknown, because that's really what it comes down to, is the unknown. And we had asked Leroy, you want to come? He was like, yes, yes, yes. So we brought him. And when I asked him, and it was funny because I had turned around and looked at Leroy and I had said, hey, what do you think about this? Are you having fun? He goes, eh, it's kind of boring. And then Roy had walked into the room and I had asked him, Roy, what do you think? And Roy goes, oh, I think this is interesting. Da, 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 da. And to have him have an experience like that makes me so mad, because I am looking for the unknown. I want that stuff to happen to me, but I also close it off to the fact that when I'm home, I don't want that stuff bothering me. But when I go to haunted locations, I want that stuff to bother me. Like, come pull my hair. Come pull my shirt. I want you to bother me. Like... And it's so dumb, because it's like, I want that stuff to happen, but I don't want that stuff coming home. I guess that's my point, is that when I go to these haunted places and I go see this haunted stuff, I want to go do it. I want to go feel it. But when I come home, I don't want that little, like how, you weren't there, see, but, one of the spirit recon guys was talking about how he had a little child follow him home. No, that's okay. That's where my line is. When I come home is my safety net. That is where my home is off limits. Whether I have to put salt like Supernatural does, put salt around the windows and the doors and whatever, but that's my limit. I don't want it following me home, which is why it's funny when people are like, let's do a Ouija board. And I'm like, no, that does negative energy, and I don't want that stuff in my home.
This is a wonderful time. Great episode all around. Peace out, everybody. Oh, but wait, Zach, where's my bike?
Bye.